right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, Mr. J.D. Nash. Welcome, sir.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Going great. Welcome.
Good, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, you're out in beautiful Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place to me as a music fan and a movies fan and just everything else entertainment related. That's one place I've never been and have always wanted to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd been here before, Matt.
No, I was out west. I went to Seattle, but I've never been to California at all.
Oh, that's funny. I've always wanted to go to Seattle. How was it over there?
Oh, I loved it. I was there a couple times for work, and, you know, I didn't get much of the nightlife. Downtown Seattle seems to roll up the sidewalks pretty early. I mean, I know there's a scene and stuff, but I didn't see much of that. But I just love the town, and I love the history, and the people were really cool, too.
Yeah, that's interesting. They must have a curfew or something. That's kind of strange. I would think if that's like, you know, the mecca of, you know, a big music scene over there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Maybe I was just in the wrong place. But, you know, I have New York City about an hour and a half or so away from me, and I go there all the time, and I'm used to just even the, you know, kind of corporate side of town. Something's happening somewhere. But I was just in neighborhoods that were just completely quiet and dead. It was really strange.
Well, how is New York? I mean, I've always wanted to go there as well. I hear it's like culture shock. Like you see every type of anything you could think of. It's just like a blender of everything.
That's what it is. It's a blender of people and it's a blender of cultures and stuff. And what I notice now, and I've been going there since I'm a kid. When I was 15, I used to take the bus up there myself just to roam around and see what I could see.
Have an adventure.
Sure. Yeah, and I did that a lot. I mean, I went up to see David Lee Roth at Madison Square Garden when I was a kid by myself and explored the city. And, you know, so the difference now is it seems like there's a lot more people in the touristy areas. And it's just imagine like wall-to-wall people that there are times in Times Square that you can't even barely walk. You can't move.
Just
crushed.
Yeah, it's like New Year's Eve or something.
It looks like that. Yeah, only it's just, you know, 4 o'clock on a Friday. It's very strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how Hollywood is, too. I mean, when I used to do the street performance thing when I first came out here,
yeah.
I would come down and I go down there and it's just like, yeah, it's just, it's tourists and it's, you know, it's living up to its name and stuff, but it's funny. Every time I go down there, it still doesn't feel like I live here, Matt. I've been here since 2009.
Wow.
Maybe half of 2008. And, you know, like, I don't know if I told you, but I'm going back to Arizona in January for a couple of days and just to go and get grounded and see everybody and have that big support system that I have over there, which is awesome. And maybe get tattooed. Again.
Oh, nice. I saw your pictures. I saw you have a bunch. I have two half sleeves myself, so I'm all about the tattoos.
Ooh, wow. Of what? I'm interested.
I have a foo dog on my one arm. I like a lot of the Asian artwork, and I have a guy here who does really beautiful work.
Nice.
And then I have a phoenix and, you know, a dragon, things like that. So I'm a koi fish. I'm a huge fan of that stuff.
That's exactly what I have on my left. Forearm, there's a red koi fish because everybody has an orange one. I want to be different.
Nice.
I have a dragon. You want to, and the mythology, I looked it up, is the dragon and the koi fish. I don't know if you know about it, but what I read is that the mythology is the koi fish spends all its life going upstream, and then when it passes away or it goes into another form of being or whatever that they believe, it becomes a dragon.
Yep, absolutely. I read that too.
Cool. Nice. I love the whole, I have a whole left, you know, full sleeve of the whole Asian thing. It's very flowy. There's cherry blossoms.
Me too, yeah.
And I love that stuff. I think it's gorgeous, and it makes for a perfect tattoo.
Now, what do? Do you have a certain place you go in Arizona, or do you kind of, wherever you are in the world, do you get tattoos?
When I lived there, there's a place called Immaculate Tattoo, which is in Mesa, right by where I went to radio broadcasting class for two semesters during high school when I was graduating, and the tattoo shop's literally across the street, so that's kind of how I found it, because I was always, you know, in class and stuff, and then, before I moved out here, I got everything done over there. My first one was when I was in high school.
I felt like a
badass as a senior with a tiny little itty-bitty tribal on my arm.